Shalom and good day. Greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Welcome once again to the daily devotion. It's Thursday here in our country, and maybe you are late or maybe advanced in mind. Well, may you have a nice day today. Amen. And now let us continue with our subject, that thy faith fails not. And now let us focus today on the different levels, degree of sifting of our faith, different levels of trials that a Satan could put us into, and that God is allowing him and a Satan and his agents with him. Amen. Our scripture for today, we will take it in First Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. First Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction were accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. Amen. Now, Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour as prey. Amen. So, see that, brothers and sisters, in the devil's mind, he wishes to devour every prey like a lion devouring its prey. In the mind of Satan, it's completely to destroy us. But God set a limitation to him. For God, Satan is only an agent. He is only an agent through which his plan of sifting us will become a reality. Remember about yesterday's topic about sifting, that sifting has a good intention, and it is to obtain a church which is without spots and without wrinkles in it. We heard yesterday that a flour used in the Old Testament as a meat offering or as food offering, it should undergo 12 different sieves so as to obtain a flour at its finest for a perfect offering. The same is true to the elect church of the living God. As a first fruit, James said, a first fruit offering unto God. The church of the living God must undergo different levels of sifting too. Amen. So, in every level of that sifting, in every degree of that sifting, we must pray that our faith fails not. Amen. Our faith should be that strong to resist against every pressure we are to face too. And so pray that every time there is sifting, your faith fails not. Let us pray for one another, brethren, that our faith fails not every time. Amen. Now, God is giving us the privilege to be partakers of his divine nature. Amen. Yes. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 to 7, we read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 to 7, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. So with this, we must grow from faith to virtue. That's what Peter said. From faith to virtue, to knowledge, to temperance, to patience, to godliness, to brotherly kindness, and finally, to charity, to love. Amen. God wants us to grow into the fullness of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But we know this, brothers and sisters, that for us to possess this divine natures, God is bringing each one of us to the different levels of sifting. Again, God is bringing each one of us to the different levels of sifting, to the different degree of sifting. So, in here, Satan and his agents could somehow be of use, useful, as they are instrument of God for testing, for the sifting. Amen. And notice here that faith is the foundation of all. Faith is the foundation here that we grow into every other nature. And so faith should not fail, so that we can be a virtuous man and woman of God. Faith should not fail, so for us to come up to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. So faith is the foundation thing. No wonder why the Lord said unto Peter, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fails not. Faith should be a strong foundation. And it could only be that strong if it is anchored on the word of God. Amen. If it is anchored on the promises of God. Amen. And from faith to virtue to knowledge. From virtue to knowledge, the knowledge of the truth, here comes the devil sifting. Amen. A degree of sifting from, so that we can obtain from virtue to knowledge. And yes, that our faith fails not. In Matthew chapter 13, Matthew chapter 13 and verse 31 to 32, we read this parable. 31, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Verse 32, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in at the branches thereof. Amen. Now, in this parable, brothers and sisters, we can see that genuine Christianity, genuine faith is likened unto a mustard seed. Amen. At first, this was mentioned in the parable that at first this was the least of all seed, the least of all teaching, the least of all body of knowledge in that period of time at first. But later it became like a tree, and the parable said that birds of the air come and lodge in at the branches of this tree. Amen. Now, we should notice, brothers and sisters, that birds are not connected with the life of the tree. Amen. It is not connected to the life of the tree. They are just taking opportunities, using the branches of the tree as their shed. Am I right? Amen. And in there, the birds may pollute the environment. They may pollute and ruin the surrounding of the tree. Amen. So these birds are different groups of Christianity, so to speak, who confess they are Christians, yet the life of the tree in them, the life of the tree is not in them. It's not connected in them. They only polluted all things around the tree. They only polluted all things around that genuine Christianity. All the teachings, maybe. Can you see that? These birds are the fake Christians, should I say. These birds are the false Christ. These birds are the false prophets. These are the false apostles, false ministers, false anointed ones, hallelujah, who polluted and ruined everything around the genuine Christianity. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, the Lord Jesus said, Matthew 24, verse 24, Jesus said, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Amen. So the false prophets, the false Christ, the false anointed ones are here to deceive the very elect if possible. They are carrying with them false teachings, false prophecies, and all false things and fake things out of the world to sift us. Amen. Again, to sift us. And with this, brothers and sisters, always pray. Let us always pray that our faith fails not. Amen. The believer's experience, when God is bringing us from virtue to knowledge, the knowledge of the truth, the believer's experiences different things, which God allowed. Amen. God allows these agents of Satan, the false anointed ones, to bring false things and deceive the elect, sift the elect, sift us. Amen. But if our faith is anchored or rooted on the word, our faith will never fail us. Amen. Amen. Satan's intention when he sent his agents is really to totally snatch us from the hands of God. But God said, "Lay not your hands on my sons and daughters." Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's his security, brothers and sisters. And so when false teachings arrive, when false teachings are propagated, know this, brothers and sisters, that these are not to destroy those who have the faith. Instead, they are there to sift us And after that sifting, one after the others, we are even more established, we are even more settled on the things of God, on the promises of God. That's for sure, brothers and sisters. However, every time there are false teachings, there are false doctrines on the scene, there would always be people who will go with it and be deceived. Why? The reason is very clear, brothers and sisters. John said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. They were not amongst us. Amen. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Amen. Amen. But, yeah, that happened to the rest of the believers. But those who really of God, those who are really of God, when false teachings, when erroneous doctrines strike, this is just a kind of sifting for their faith. And all this, after all this passed, the real genuine believers, they will even be more established, more settled on their faith. Amen. Amen. Peter talks on this, and he said in his letter, in 1 Peter again, chapter 5, verse 10, Peter said, "But the God of all grace," amen, blessed be the name of the Lord, "but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while." Note this one. "After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." Amen. What a nice words, brothers and sisters, by Peter. Amen. So false teaching do not just come once in our lives, brothers and sisters. They come one after another. Amen. Even within this end time message circle, false doctrines come one after another in years now. But the true called out ones, the true chosen ones, are even more established. Will you say amen to that? They are even more settled every time. Amen. That is how God allows the sifting of our faith in our lives, for Him to bring us into a fine, genuine Christian with genuine faith who have walked from virtue to knowledge. Amen. Amen. We have walked from virtue to the knowledge of the truth by the sifting of the different doctrines, the winds of doctrines. Amen. And now, from temperance to patience, to godliness, to brotherly kindness, and finally to charity. Another various levels, different levels of sifting, will God be allowed to our lives. Satan and his agents are allowed to go even more closer, personal, to sift us on every side. Can you hear that? Satan could now even touch our near and beloved people that surrounds us. Everything that is near within our hearts, Satan would touch. Your wife maybe, our children maybe, your friends among your friend circle, your close brothers, your close sisters, and even even your personal self. Yes, everything in your private life would be shaken. Amen. And remember that this sifting comes one after another. Just like that in the life of Job. Can you see? And this time, Satan is dealing with us too personal. You may feel depressed on the way. You may feel very disappointed at times. You might feel at this very moment being disqualified. Yes. And there are even situations that God would allow you to be at a situation where you are left with no other options, no other human lifelines you can touch, and even your closest brethren could just say to you, "Well, we feel you, brother, we feel you, sister, but we cannot do anyhow. We will just pray for you that your faith fails not." Amen. Amen. But brothers and sisters, God, the great potter, has a good intention with all this. He just wants you to be molded. He wants to hone us into a pot of glory, a vessel with temperance, a vessel with patience, a vessel with godliness, a vessel with brotherly kindness, and finally, a vessel with charity. Amen. This sifting comes one after another for us to come into, as a church without spot and without wrinkles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 to 10, and please take note of some words of Paul here, which relates to our subject, the one that we are talking to about sifting. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 to 10, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power of maybe of God and not of us." Amen. Verse 8, "We are troubled on every side." Amen. A sifting, right? Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. "We are perplexed." Another sifting, isn't it? "We are perplexed, but not in despair." Hallelujah. Verse 9, "Persecuted." Another sifting. "Persecuted, but not forsaken." Amen. "Cast down." Another sifting. "But not destroyed." But not destroyed. Amen. Satan always wanted to destroy us. Satan and his agents always wanted to devour us totally. But it is not the intention of the potter himself. It is not the intention of God himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And last verse 10, "Always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus." That the life of Jesus, amen, that the life of Jesus, this divine nature from virtue to charity, amen, might be made manifest in our body, might be made manifest in this vessel of ours, our body. Amen. And with this, all brothers and sisters, every time sifting happens to us, strengthen your faith. Amen. Go deeper into God, because God is also bringing us a step closer to Him every time. Each time you feel you are out of lifelines, each time you feel being sifted in every situation, side by side, every side, it is in that very time that God wants you to kneel down, to humble yourself, and let God do his work unto your life. Amen. It will be then that we can see the power and the glory of God working in our lives. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you today. And tomorrow, we'll have the summary of our subject. And maybe my recent testimony will do. And I hope you are still following this ministration. Shalom and have a great day.